It's your retirement. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. When it comes to advanced preparation for retirement, finance professor William Rickenstein says there are three simple rules to follow.
It's your job to save for the retirement you want to have. Social Security is not designed to be everything. If you're earning $110,000, which is roughly the maximum covered by Social Security, Social Security currently will replace 25% of your income. If you're at minimum wage, it'll cover something like 60-70%. But it's, for most people, it's more like 40%. It's not designed to be enough to save for retirement. That will prevent you from starving to death, but that's it. You've got to make up the other 60%.
The second rule is to start saving early, which lets time work to your advantage.
And the third is, when saving for retirement, put all you can in the 401k or the Roth 401k or the Roth IRA, these tax-deferred savings, tax-advantaged savings vehicles. The government, in essence, is saying, we're going to take ourselves out of the taxes here. We're going to free you from taxes, but we're only going to let you save a certain amount each year. They're trying to encourage us to save.
Rickenstein says the key to deciding how best to save for retirement is based on your answer to this. Do you want to pay taxes now or in retirement?
If you're in a low tax bracket now, put the money in the Roth IRA or the Roth 401k or the Roth 403b. If you expect to be in a lower tax bracket in retirement, put the money in the 401k or the traditional IRA.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University. You can access this segment at baylor.edu/business.